Thank you. Keep the change.
Dr. Camp.
Excuse me?
I see you also enjoy a poached dog from Sam's.
Well, the man has to eat, doesn't he?
Yes, and even in these DC winters, some of us are bold enough to venture forth from the security of our quiet office jobs and hunt down sustenance.
I'm sorry, fellow. Do you know me?
Oh, where are my manners? My name is Michael Bellick. You used to be with the CIA.
Well, I'm sorry, but you seem to be misinformed.
Let's walk and talk. You retired quite a while back, but you're still wired in. Still in touch with the old boys club, even if you're no longer personally, quote-unquote, in the game.
So, Mr. Bellick, whoever you are, I'd rather just enjoy this hot dog in peace, if you don't mind. And then I'm going to return to my work. Without a friendly conversation, if you catch my drift. Whatever it is that you want to ask me, I'm sorry. I'm not the person that you think I am.
Oh, I don't need to ask you anything. I just have some information that I need to share with you. If it's not useful to you, if you're not the right person, I trust you'll know what to do with it.
Well, have yourself a wonderful day.
So, we've recently become aware of an unsanctioned operation by CIA employees that is underway in Scotland. They're illegally operating in the territory of the U.S. ally, in violation of a number of treaties and agreements. And they're operating directly against U.S. government assets. These men are committing criminal acts that, if detected, are likely to cause both a major international incident as well as a serious shitstorm in Washington. Because we both know the CIA has no business conducting operations like this.
Who do you work for?
I work for the National Reconnaissance Office.
Well, if this is true, this is none of your business either.
Well, we detected it. I could easily take this information to the proper authorities.
All right, what do you want?
For you to let your friends know that we know. That we are aware of their actions, and that there are lines being crossed that should not be crossed.
Mr. Bellick, that's an interesting name. Unusual. I would have picked something maybe like Johnson or Doe or... But you do what you need to do. I'm an old man. I'm retired. I don't get involved in spy drama anymore. Nor do I care all that much for politics and deal-making, and especially secret messages. I wish I could help you pass along this message to whoever you think it will help. But, well, I haven't been in that game in a while. Hell, I've forgotten how long it's been. It's been too long that I can tell you right now I don't know who to talk to. And even if I did, they've probably forgotten who I am as well.
I completely understand.
But I will say, it's nice that you recognized me, and that you thought enough of my former service to bring this to me. Nice to feel important for a change. Been a very long time, son. So thank you for thinking of me.
You're welcome. Well then, I hope that I haven't wasted too much of your time, but thank you for hearing me out.
No trouble at all. Pleasure's been all mine. I got the message. I remember what you said.
Lost the time. smiling man, which you've never seen in your entire life, Michael, who's significantly smaller than you, perhaps 5'5", 5'6", is looking at you with bright eyes and this Colgate poster smile, and is seemingly waiting for a reply or anything of the likes.
Did Bob send you?
Bob?
You don't know Bob?
I know a Robert.
Nah, this guy likes Bob better. What'd you say your name was again?
Alzis. Stefan Alzis. He offers his hand.
I'll shake it. Nice to meet you, Stefan. Although it seems like you already know me.
Yes. In fact, I do. We've never met in person like this, but I've heard of you.
Cool. I would definitely take a second and kind of... It's not uncommon for me to be known, right? But not in... We're not home. Not where that happens. We're somewhere else.
Alaska? No, not Nebraska? Where is it again?
Nebraska.
Nebraska, that's right. Yeah. It seems that coincidence or maybe fate has allowed for us to meet here. It's a quite the interesting event. I'll say so myself. I imagine you're here for the prime prize.
Mostly just here observing the interesting collection of humanity.
Yes. I could say the same, I guess.
Do you, I'll point at the glass enclosure. You know what they keep in there?
I have no idea. I came here. I was quite curious to see what the Edenites are. I will be very disappointed if they're just green rabbits or something.
Right? Apparently we have to come back at feeding time.
Yes. That's what we've been told. What do you drink?
Bourbon.
Bourbon. Good choice. You mind sitting down? Unless I don't want to keep you, but I have a proposition.
Sure. Got nothing but time right now.
Excellent. Kind of rubs his hands together, and he walks very intently. Seems to kind of lead towards that main meeting room or almost like conference room at the same time. He seems to know where he's going. And as he passes by, he kind of stops a server, whispers in their ear, and then goes to one side and seems to kind of go into a around the main meeting room or smaller rooms here and there, kind of little lounges. They're not incredibly private, but it's better than just out in the open. You'd probably see David.
I was going to say, David's in this room? In the big part?
He's in the open area, talking to these pharmaceutical CEOs, pretty much. And eventually, you see this very nice lounge room with these kind of Rococo-style furniture. There's a couch and chairs and everything. There's a fireplace, and there's a fire on. And he installs himself, gestures for you to sit wherever you want. And as he sits down, you see that a waiter comes in and serves to you and to him both a bourbon.
I kind of walk over to the fire and just, instead of sitting down and taking my drink immediately, I'd kind of just stand by the fire and gaze into it.
Mm. He notices, and he comments, he says, "Do you see the future in the flames?"
No, just power.
Interesting. He takes a small sip of his bourbon.
I go and sit, like, across from him and enjoy a sip of the bourbon.
It is a high-quality bourbon. It is very, very good. You see that he takes pretty big sips. He enjoys it, but he's probably had better. And he looks at you up and down and says, "It was from inside out, right? The fire."
Yeah. I kind of cog my head out of, though, not a whole lot of people know about that, right?
Like, no. Not at all.
It would still be a surprising statement.
It is surprising to be sure, but he just seems to... He asked a question, and he got his answer.
In my experience, most of the good fires start that way.
Well, this one very much started the right way, it looks like. You see the man... He always... This one always had a mouth on him. He really did. I am not that surprised, but I was surprised by how it happened. Still, he had value, which he no longer provides.
Value to whom?
To me. To us. My associates.
That seems regrettable for you.
It is, but they come and go. It's quite all right. But now you owe me.
It's hard to owe two masters.
Well, it's not... You wouldn't be at a net negative. Quite the contrary, I think.
I'm listening.
If you do what I ask of you, there's a vacant spot. You can take it.
I'm assuming my skills are necessary for this task?
Of course.
Lay it on me.
Well, it's quite simple. I'm not sure what you're here for, although I imagine I will find out in time. The main prize that I was talking about here is some kind of large book. Quite simply, I want it.
I don't think the mechanisms in place are going to provide it for you. You don't look like someone who's lacking worldly riches.
Well, I could try buying it, but why bother?
I can understand that.
Plus, where's the fun in that?
I would look out into the room and see... Can I catch David's eye at this point?
Probably. I'd say David, I mean, you obviously saw. You saw him following this nicely dressed man go into this lounge. And you see the door isn't even closed. It's like halfway open. So yes.
And do I recognize that guy, Stefan?
No.
Did we see him at all, like, coming off of a plane when we were doing reconnaissance?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
And David doesn't know what I did, right? Like, doesn't necessarily know... He knows I was in Dorchester, or does he know why?
He knows what Jan...
A little bit.
...said. He knows a little bit, yeah.
And Jan just knows that I assassinated somebody, more or less, right?
Yes.
By burning him alive from the inside out. That's what David knows. And he can put the pieces together with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
With Bob, for instance. You know, now that he's seen that. But yeah, David would notice you, and he'd be kind of occasionally keeping his eye on you. So yeah, you could catch his eye.
I think I would overtly catch his eye. Make sure Stefan knows that I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And say, currently I'm not fully capable of acting independently. I'd like you to meet my handler.
Your handler?
And when I said handler, there was disgust in the word, right?
Yeah. You see, he smiles.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be, I wouldn't sound friendly about all of this, right? Like, with the handler thing, like, I'm unhappy. But yeah, I would motion at David at this point.
To, like, come on
see
over.
See how Stefan reacts to that, yeah.
Stefan turns, kind of looks. He shrugs. If you want your handler to come talk for you, he can. But that offer, that vacant spot, is to you and you only.
Oh, he definitely wouldn't want it. In fact, I don't even know that he needs to know. I'll let him explain why I think there might be a conflict. Because I just, frankly, don't care about conflicting missions. Your offer is more intriguing than what I have on the table. Like, and I assume David's walking over at this point.
At this point, David, he's walking on over with a drink in his hand, probably.
Soon as you enter, Alziz stands up, offers his hand. Nice to meet you, I'm Stefan Alziz. You are?
Yeah, so he'll shake his hand and he'll say, he'll give his cover identity. What did we say that was?
Yuri.
Yeah, so, and then whatever Russian last name he came up with.
Yes. Excellent, Yuri, and what is it you sell?
So I don't know how to do this very well in like role playing, but basically,
you give him the spiel. We'll make it simple. Yeah.
And you know, it's the cover identity that we're under. So like the cover is that we're basically posing as KGB agents who are posing as
yes.
something else. Right. So he's delivering that kind of cover. He's trying to plant the idea in this guy's head that we're KGB.
He listens, asks a couple of questions to which you have answers, and then he seems satisfied, gestures for you to sit down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I'll take a seat.
I understand you are the handler of Mr. Crawford.
Big ass smile right in your face, just like, yeah, have fun with this one.
Amazing. Oh my god. So I think for a second David will look like genuinely caught off guard, and he'll look at Michael and say something in Russian. Michael doesn't speak Russian, right?
Do you speak Russian?
Yeah, I do. I okay. do speak Russian. He'll say, you know, what kind of lies are you telling this man? And, you know, probably not get a response from Crawford, but look back at Stefan and say he's an associate of mine. He is working for us. He's a bit of a subject matter expert.
Oh, I bet.
What's your interest with this man?
Well, we've never directly met before, but he met with an associate of mine, which regrettably led to this associate's death. So technically, he owes me. He owes me a debt that he can pay right here, right now.
So David looks surprised. He at least feigns surprise.
At this point, I just have, like, I'm, like, turning the flame on and off in my hand.
Oh, my God.
Drinking with the other one.
Oh, my God. Are there other people around in this room?
No.
Okay.
It's only you three.
We're, like, in a little private booth that's attached to yep. the main area, right? Like, a little alcove.
Yeah, there's like, four of these little lounges around.
Okay. Is there a door?
There is.
But it's open, right?
It's, like, half open, yeah.
Yeah, if it's open, I'm going to close it.
Okay.
And I'll turn to Stefan and drop the accent and just say, why don't you tell me who you are?
Well, I did. I'm Stefan Alzus.
I mean, who you work for?
He shrugs. That answer is not going to satisfy you. Myself.
Okay.
What about you?
And he doesn't give off, like, evil vibes, right? Like, he is...
Not at all.
He gives off, like, merchant vibes, like, slick merchant-y type is what I feel like, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, so he asked, how about you? David's going to ignore that question and say, what do you want?
Well, I just told the both of you.
You said you want him to repay a debt.
Yes.
What do you want?
Well, there's an object being sold tomorrow. Tomorrow, the entire day, things are being sold. And the last item of the day is the one I want. It's, from what I understand, a large book of some kind. Has all sorts of different things in there. And I'd like to have it.
What do you want with this book?
Well, to read it.
Well, sure, as one would do with a book.
He smiles.
Stop playing dumb. You know what I'm asking.
I want to absorb the knowledge contained there. It's quite the book.
What kind of knowledge is in the book?
Oh, well, I'm not sure, but I've heard... He kind of looks at you and says, you're good at this. You almost had me going.
I'm a professional.
Well, I can give you this for free if you so wish. Bits and pieces in there are of inhuman knowledge. I'd like to know all about it.
Inhuman, you say? Okay. And I'll look back at Crawford. And then back at Stefan. Are you associated with any aspects of the government? The United States government?
Absolutely not.
How about private corporations?
He shrugs. You could consider us a private corporation if you so wish, but not exactly. A syndicate, I think, would be a good way to describe it. A network.
And David keeps his poker face, but he thinks, interesting. That's a peculiar way to refer to your group. But he asks again, the military at all?
Not at all.
Hmm. Are you offering an exchange?
Before you say anything, I would finish my drink and hold it up to Stefan and be like, I should do that again.
Anytime. Do you like live music?
Absolutely.
You should come by the club. Trinal Dreams is one hell of a band.
Where's the club located? Here? In Scotland?
No. I guess that'll be your initiation if you do what I ask you. Find it.
I do like a puzzle.
Hmm. He kind of turns and looks back at you, David, and says, sorry, what was your question again?
What are you offering in exchange for this object? Because you see, I understand that you think there's a debt to be paid, but what you're asking is beyond something that this man, gesturing to Michael Crawford, is capable of doing by himself.
Hmm.
The fire in between my fingers would get significantly larger when you said that.
Yeah, David doesn't react.
You see, he kind of nods and seems to reflect and think for a couple of seconds. And then he says, you can assist him if you want. And I'm sure I can arrange certain things that everyone involved will be happy, safe, and is going to go home. Because you see, this place here, I don't know if you've noticed just yet, I've been here a couple of days, is a ticking time bomb.
How so?
Well, have you talked to many people so far?
A few.
What do they want?
Well, everybody wants something different.
Do they?
Well, I guess, out of character, I talked to a couple people last time, right?
And yep.
One of them wanted the Edenites, and the other one wanted these lenses?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two things that I heard, but it sounded like... So I assume David would continue talking to people, and my assumption was everybody is kind of after something different. Maybe there's some overlap, but...
Yep.
I assume nobody is saying, oh, I want this book.
No, none whatsoever. You would have heard other things. You would have heard about prototypes. You would have heard about neo tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty two additional things that you would have heard about.
And I think David is under the impression that everybody wants this book, but he's not going to say that, right? Like, he's not going to voice that.
Mm-hmm. And no one talks about it whatsoever. Nothing even
right.
Remotely related to a book, to writing, to cookbook, cooking. No, nothing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Why would they?
Mm. So yes, Alzis says to you, do they? With this, again, this
mm-hmm.
enigmatic smile like a puzzle box, and seems to wait for an answer.
Yeah, well, David will feign dumb and say, well, that's what they say.
Well, then that's good. No one stands in your way to take it. Right?
So, yeah, I think he's just looking at this guy, and there's a lot of thoughts going through my head right now. A lot of thoughts going through David's head right now. This guy stands in the way, right? But he's the only person who has actually vocalized wanting this book. And David's initial reaction to that is to think, this guy's foolish for doing that, right? He knows everybody wants it, but everybody else is being smart about it and not talking about it.
Yep.
He's gotten some decent information from this guy, so he's starting to feel like Stefan is kind of a rube, right? Like he knows what he's doing clearly, and he seems like he's putting off an air of being very powerful.
Yep.
But obviously, David doesn't know who this is.
No.
Right? David has no idea what's going on here, and so he's picking up what is being thrown down, and he's not impressed.
Can I pause you for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Directly related.
Mm-hmm.
With my 40 in unnatural.
Yes.
like in D&D, it would be a perception check or an arcana check, right? Can I pay more attention to Stefan when that light?
You can roll a natural for sure.
Okay. Fuck. I'm not rolling well in this campaign. 94.
Yeah, you concentrate on him and you try to feel something or no, he's just sitting there, fire reflecting on his face, enjoying his bourbon. It's almost finished now, his glass.
With some frustration in my voice, I would say, I don't know that he stands in our way, and I would look at David when I say that.
Okay, and David didn't say that out loud.
Right.
By the way.
No, but I could sit, like...
Sure.
Even before you started explaining, I was like, I know where...
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, he says, my point being about this place being a powder keg and that everyone wants the same thing, some of them have exits. None as good as mine.
Do tell.
Well, I'm not going to say more.
Oh, come on.
If you want to leave this place, I've got the best ticket in the house.
We're all friends here. You can tell me.
He looks at you, his smile drops, and he says, no.
All right.
Have you talked to Catherine at all? Delightful. She's delightful.
Have I?
You have not.
Oh, Catherine sees. We haven't seen her, right? Because she wasn't... She didn't show up on the plane. Oh, but we did see her in the building.
You saw her in the building, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay. But no, haven't talked to her yet. So yeah, he'll say that. He'll say, no, I don't think so.
She's with me.
Oh.
Okay. Well, if I get a chance to make her acquaintance, I'll let you know, I suppose.
Please do. She's not one for words. She's not a word person, but she's... very interesting. She's not boring. Well, I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's good.
Well, I have nothing else to add to my offer. You ponder.
We'll consider it. And I'll let you know.
Please do.
Matt, what time is the auction starting? Is it in the next couple of days?
It's tomorrow, essentially.
Tomorrow. And then is it only happening one day? And then at the end of that day is the book?
From what Alz has said, it seems to be the case, yep.
Okay.
All day, there's things being sold. And at the very end is this book.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. So yeah, David will say, we'll let you know by tomorrow.
Excellent. Gentlemen, this was a pleasure.
Likewise.
He turns and looks at you, Crawford, kind of waits.
It was nice to meet you. I hope we can work something out.
Hopefully. However, I have to add before I have other things to do, people to talk to, things to eat and drink. You do realize what happens if you do not pay your debt here, right?
Yeah.
Well, good. We're all caught up. Gentlemen, he nods, opens the door, and leaves.
Yeah, David will raise a glass as he walks out, and then after he leaves, we'll close the door again. And I imagine this is this like a booth, or are we all in separate chairs?
You're in separate chairs.
Okay. So I'll turn to Crawford and kind of a smile on my face and sort of shake my head, you know. Man, Crawford, you really are popular, huh?
Only in Nebraska.
Well, we're not in Nebraska, are we?
That's my point.
What do you want to do?
I will definitely light a cigarette and just pontificate for a second. You know we're not getting the book out of here clean, right? Like, there is no fucking way.
I don't think there's any such thing as clean. There's always a mess to clean up. Our mission... And then he says that, right? He says our mission, and then he thinks better of himself. Because he hasn't checked this room for bugs. And he says... You know what we're here to do.
Jan would be... You'd be back at the mansion by now.
Yeah, I mean, so he basically returns to the mansion after his jogging, in air quotes. But he's worked up a lather. He's been all over the island. So he's going to return to his room and then get changed, get cleaned up, mm-hmm. change his clothes. And then after he's done with all that, you know, he's just kind of dressed in, you know, shorts and a shirt or whatever, post shower. He'll get out the map that they were working on and update the map with some details, make some notes about what he's located as far as the drop off location, where the cave is, kind of updating everything as far as he knows it. Check his watch, wonder where the other guys are at this point. What time is it right now for Jan?
Right now, it's approximately, I'd say 1 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Something like that, yep.
Gosh, I mean, he needs food, but he doesn't trust room service, necessarily. But I guess in this situation, he doesn't have much of a choice. He can't control the food very well. So he'll call into room service, order up like something simple like a sandwich.
Yep.
Yeah, and some bottled water. You know, and then wait for room service to arrive, eat the food, begin going over his notes to go into some planning. But Jan's pretty much going to stay at their base of operations. He's not going to go out and socialize.
Okay.
So that's not his thing. So he's to wait until someone else returns to the room. So that's where we'll have him, until one of these guys arrives or something else interesting happens.
Sure. Order your food, kind of get settled at your base of operations, your little HQ. And the server that arrives with the food, this kind of young man in his 20s, just kind of looks at you, kind of blank-faced, just gives you the food, nods.
Yeah, and Jan nods in return, no fanfare, no conversation, takes the food in, closes the door, you know, checks it real carefully,
yep,
as best he can in the situation, eats, ponders, studies, reviews, and he's just getting himself mentally in the zone, getting ready for what's going on.
Sure.
And he waits. He will wait.
What's your alertness?
So his alertness is 80.
Give it a roll.
All right. That's 18. So we're good.
18. That server, as he kind of stumbled. Well, not stumbled, but the way his body moved, and the face that he had was very odd. It looks like someone who's heavily sedated.
Oh.
Or not quite there, and it takes a couple of seconds for him to kind of grab the empty tray on which the food was, and then he just kind of lumbers out into the hall.
I wouldn't want the server to enter the room. I was going to meet him at the door.
Oh, yeah, he's at the door.
Because I don't want anyone. Yeah, I'll take the food from the door, give him the things, but I stay in, he stays outside.
Yep.
I don't want anybody coming into this room and looking at what we're up to.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of just securing the doorway. Give him the empty tray back, take the food, thank you, close the door before this guy does anything suspicious.
You see, he kind of said thank you, and he kind of mumbled, like he kind of mouthed, like thank you or something, but he made no sound.
Ah.
And then just kind of again lumbered away.
Yeah, I feel a way about that, but I'm not going to, it's not my problem.
Yep.
Right now. Yeah, so he secure the door, go back, eat my lunch, continue his brainstorming and his planning and his kind of situational awareness of the problem. And there's just all the different possibilities we've got here. But yeah, he will wait. Jan will wait for one of his comrades to return to powwow with.
Yep.
I think we both come back.
Oh.
David will bring Crawford with.
No.
Yes.
Crawford will resist.
How?
I'm bigger and stronger. I don't think you can make me come back without making a scene.
What does Crawford want to do?
You're not going to like that answer.
Go for it.
Is Catherine still in the big room?
Yes.
I want to go put myself in her line of sight. Pretty close, but not... Like, I'm not going to walk directly up to her, but maybe 10 feet away. I'm noticeable.
Okay. She just kind of looks around, and again, she wears a she's got two watches on her left wrist, and she wears, like, a chronometer around her neck, like a necklace. But it does not tick. It's frozen in time. And she sees you, but she immediately kind of lowers her head and kind of looks at the ground. Seems very just awkward or naughty. Eye contact person.
Real quick, before you continue with that, so before they split up, David is going to tell him, like, I'm going back to the room, before we leave the booth even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come back there as soon as you can. We need to all three of us talk.
All right. I need to take care of something and I'll be there.
Okay. So you're in Catherine C's line of sight?
I don't make eye contact because I understand that. Like, the being awkward part. I would catch other waiters walking around with champagne on a tray with, like, napkins on it. I want, like, a drink napkin. Like a bar napkin.
Okay. You kind of give you one.
I mean, I'll take the drink, too. Like, I'm not sad about the drink. Yeah.
Yep. They nod.
And I'll just kill that and put it back, but I'll keep the napkin. And I'll try to keep it flat in my hand. Again, just don't know how to do this exactly in DG. I want to burn an infinity symbol just into it light enough that she can see it.
I'd say you're able to do that easily enough.
And I wouldn't drop it at her feet. I would set it at her feet.
Okay. You would see that she would have looked at it, and she would have only said, you.
She would have said you?
Yep.
I would say me.
You're helping or not?
Didn't sound like a choice to me.
Nope.
How long do you need it for?
What? Oh. I don't know. As long as he needs.
It'd be way easier on me if it wasn't permanent.
She kind of looks at you. Does not make eye contact once again. I don't know.
I would say time is a flat circle. And walk off.
Huh.
Respectfully, I would say that. I would say it like an asshole.
Her reply is, huh. Curious. So the three of you go back to your HQ, your very nice suite.
I definitely want to do something else before, let's say, like, nighttime turned into the next day.
Oh, you'll have time. Oh,
but yeah. I am totally down to go to the room first. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's in the right now it's like 1:30 in the afternoon. We've got plenty of time.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got more stuff to do today before we wrap the day.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so we're all back in the room then?
Do we arrive? You guys arrive together or separately?
No, David will come back first.
All right, so David, yeah, the two of us are together at least at first.
And yeah, when he comes back in, shuts the door, he's going to put his hand on his face and just head down and sigh. This guy.
I'll offer you like a bottled water, a sealed bottled water. Give it to you.
Yeah, he'll take it.
What's the latest, Corbin?
Crawford. All right, so this lady, Catherine sees.
Right.
Sounds like she has friends. Somebody's here that we didn't see. His name is Stefan Alziz, I think.
Gotcha. Matt, do I know that name or not?
Give me a luck roll.
Right, let's go for it. Let's see. 38. So I think that's a success.
Yeah, you've heard the name very briefly. Probably from, like, a guy that you did a job with. It went very well. Give you, like, a couple of tips or whatever, like, a very specific situation. And his number one tip was, you do not fuck with Stefan Alziz.
Okay, but the guy didn't tell me anything more about who Alziz is.
No.
Okay. Listen, Corbin, I've heard of this guy. Another guy I was working with might have been Carpenter, for all I know, was telling me that Alziz is a source. He's a source in our group we've used in the past.
Okay.
And all his advice to me was, you don't fuck with Alziz. That's what he told me.
All right. Well, here's the problem. He wants the book.
Fuck! That's a no-go. That's failure of our mission parameters.
Is it?
It is.
Our parameters, from what I understand, specifically are to keep it out of the hands of the Black Agency who made this accord.
My understanding from the general is it's keeping it out of everyone's hands. Either we keep it or it gets destroyed.
I think that's the best option. Absolutely. I do. But this guy, I don't know what he's playing at. He said that it contains inhuman knowledge, which tracks, frankly.
Of course it does.
And that he wants to absorb that knowledge. I think that was the phrase he used.
It is.
Yeah, that doesn't help us. That's exactly what we don't want.
Right. But I'm wondering if there's a way we can use this revelation to our advantage.
What do you got?
It sounded like he's part of the same group, same organization as whoever Crawford killed before. Now, I don't know what the deal is there specifically, but it sounds like this guy, Stefan, might be the leader of it. And Catherine is on the same level as whoever Crawford killed.
I understand that they go by lords. There's lords of... she's Lord of Time. This fellow that Crawford killed, I think, was Lord of Fate, Lord of Flame. I can't recall exactly. Maybe Matt, do I remember or not?
You never heard of a... You only know that he was a lord, but you never heard of a title.
Right. Yeah, he's at a lord rank within their network, within their... We're talking about a criminal network of guys that rely upon supernatural forces.
Right.
They're all fucking magic users, all of them.
Yes.
Well, wizards, sorcerers, I don't know what it is that they do, but they are on our shit list. And we were supposed to bag one of these guys, but, you know, Crawford did it for us.
So what do you propose?
It sounds like these guys aren't going to make a move. They're going to expect somebody else to get the book. They're going to essentially act after. So they're not a serious bidder.
Yeah.
But if we acquire the book, which is going to take a hell of a lot of work on our part, and we still don't have a plan for that.
Yeah.
Then they're going to try to acquire it from us.
Right.
Probably hostile.
And, I mean, as we figured earlier, it sounds like everybody here wants this book.
Like I said, whoever wins this book is the most marked person on this planet. I don't want to be that person.
How about this? Hear me out.
What do you got?
What if we can figure out a patsy, right? Somebody who we could maybe help them win it.
Right.
And pin everybody towards them and cause enough chaos to get away with what we want in the end. Have all of these people turn against each other. Stefan said that this place is a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, I like that.
I believe him.
Here's what I got. One thing with these wizards, I don't know what you call them, magic users, once they blow their magical juice on something...
oh, God.
Once they've done that and they've killed their target, then they're weak.
Okay.
We let these people, whoever they are, attack the patsy, and let them work each other to death.
Right.
And then we come in afterwards and clean the mess up and take advantage of the situation. Let them start the fire, and we take advantage of the chaos, sneak it out, or we burn it.
Yeah, that's a good plan, Dakar. I like this. You're a smart guy.
Well, we got to find the patsy. We got to set them up, and we got to make sure whoever the patsy is, the person can't get away with it.
Right.
One thing I'm worried about is this lady, this time lady, Lord of Time, right?
Catherine.
I got a sneaking suspicion that has something to do with her, with magic, and that she's going to do some fucking time spell or something.
Yeah.
I can't outshoot a time spell.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
What's the exit strategy these guys are using? If they've got a boat, if they got a car, if they got a helicopter, that's what we need to take care of. We got to destroy their exit.
I have no idea. I mean, hell, if she's got some kind of time voodoo, maybe she can freeze time and they can march out of here unhindered.
That's true.
There's really no way for us to know if they're throwing in magic. I mean, fucking magic? Come on. Like, how are we... We've got a Michael. Can we use that?
He's a pyro. He's a fire starter. I don't know how strong he is, but can we trust him? I don't know the answer to that question. I don't think we can trust him to be our double agent, for instance.
I think he is more scared of Alziz and this other group. He's only partly motivated by fear, though. He's also motivated by his own self-interests.
And what the star people tell him.
Well, yes, that too. Devotion, fanaticism. Yeah.
Yeah, I there's too much chaos here. I don't know how to bend this.
You know, this is what we would call a pickle. A real pickle.
Can I arrive back right now?
Yes.
Like, right after you say chaos, I knock on the door.
Ah, shit. All right, We'll pick this up. I'll go check the door, make sure
it's, David nods.
You know, it's Crawford. Open it up, let him in, close the door after him. How's it going, Crawford?
Not boring.
What'd you find out?
Yeah, what do you got?
Y'all have a problem.
We got a lot of problems.
I mean, y'all are the ones that follow orders, so...
Let's start with the building. What did you learn?
I mean, it's laid out like we expected. It's like a mini fortress. There's a... The basement is huge. I got to see a tiny fraction of it. There's a really cool garden with something in it that eats, supposedly, spectacularly.
Edenites?
Edenites, yes. The Edenites.
Somebody said they wanted those. They're apparently for auction.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're ferocious.
Okay.
Didn't get to see them. Was blocked for most of the basement. And then... I didn't look at the upstairs much. I just came straight into the grand room where David was.
Where'd you meet this guy, Stefan?
In the basement.
Okay. All right.
Now that worries me. You met him in the basement, right?
Well, no, not the basement, the main floor.
Main floor?
Oh, when I came back up?
Didn't he meet him at the garden?
Yes.
So that's not in the basement?
No, basement you saw... You didn't even get to a basement, I think. You stopped.
Oh.
You stopped at the big bubble.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, but you saw doors that were maybe if you tried them. Well, didn't even have to try them. You saw that there were little kind of like card readers next to them.
Right. Okay.
So there are doors that are off limits.
It's a gentleman. When my look, my reconnaissance of the island, there's basically there's the helipad, which we all know about. That's the most obvious way to get off this island is that helipad. The dock we came in is probably the least useful and the most dangerous exit strategy for anybody getting off this island. Because they gotta drive a straight road across a bunch of bridges and get ambushed anywhere along the way. If I was leaving this island, that's the worst possible way to get off this island. It's the way we came in. At that dock, the ferry landed. But that's one option. There's another small cove for a small craft. And worst of all, there's a sea cave beneath this residence. I'm assuming just the owners and security have access to it. But if anybody else knows about it, that's a way of escape that I'm concerned that maybe this guy, what's his name? The guy you met? Maybe your new friend.
Stefan Alziz.
If he goes to the basement and gets on a boat, he's gone. He's gone. That and a helicopter are the two things I'm most worried about.
I have a feeling that guy is not getting off this island from a boat or a helicopter or an airplane or a dirigible or a whatever. I get the impression he said that he has the best ticket out of here. I get the impression whatever he's doing, it's some mystical mumbo jumbo.
If that's the case, if he gets this book and he's gone, we cannot follow him. We can't stop him.
He's gonna get the book.
Can we give him a facsimile of the book? What about that option? We give him a fake book. What do you think, Crawford? Can you pull that off?
Do you have a fake book laying around?
I don't, no. I don't know if we have the time or the resources.
We have basically one day.
And I don't think we could fake it well enough.
We don't even know what it looks like.
I have no idea what it looks like.
Matt, would it be possible for us to contact Fairfield?
Wow.
Ooh. That's a question.
I want to see if he has any information about Alziz or this group.
Do we have a secure way is the problem?
Yeah, right. Do we have a sat phone or anything like that?
I don't think you would, no.
Okay.
Yep.
So, Crawford, what's the deal with this guy? Where do you stand with this guy? Just give us the lay low so we can plan around it.
He wants to replace his man that I took out.
Do you want to be his lieutenant?
It's probably not my worst choice I'm looking at. It's better than going back to the Dorchester house.
I mean, didn't you killed his last lieutenant. There was a reason why you killed the guy. I'm assuming that there's something about that guy you didn't like. I'm hoping maybe there's a conscience or some sort of moral code in you that's going to tell you that that's not the path you want to take, man.
And let me just stop you there, Crawford. You don't have to go back to the Dorchester house. We're not sending you back there.
You're just gonna let me walk the streets of the United States
Those were our orders.
I didn't say that.
We were told to give you your freedom once here. And he's like looking at Jan. It's like, shut up.
Hey, listen, I'll agree that you can walk free, but maybe if you stay out the continental United States, that's a good compromise. I think I can live with that.
We were told if you help us with this, you've got your freedom.
All right. Yeah, that's what the boss said. I mean, he's got a point.
Man, I wish I had 100 human right now.
Comes in handy sometimes.
I don't think we're going to get one over on this guy. I don't think I can. I don't think any of us can. I don't know that anyone can.
Well, do you suppose you could, I don't know, light a fire under his ass? Like you did with that other lord?
You killed the other guy. You got it, didn't you?
And by under his ass, of course, I mean inside his ass.
That will be a good
plan. That works, right?
I could take out half of the people here, but I don't know that he would be one of the ones in the ashes. And the Lord of Time, with some distaste in my voice, would definitely not be among those in the ashes.
How do you know?
I talked to her.
What'd she say?
Nothing that mattered.
Did she indicate somehow that she could overcome your attempts? Listen, buddy, I've got faith in you. You seem pretty powerful.
You've done this before, Crawford. Whatever those star people did, they're pretty powerful too, right?
Yep.
They've made you into their, servant on Earth? Or something like that?
Emissary?
Yeah.
I would say weapon is more like it.
Sure.
And it sounds like the star people, I mean, hey, this... They want that guy killed, you killed him. Great. Sounds like they're on our side, huh?
They're on my side.
Well, and we're on your side.
Right, we're all on the same side.
I have to realize if they don't want me to do something, I'm not going to get to do it.
Sure.
It's kind of the deal, you know?
Okay, good, good.
And I get the same feeling from Stefan and Catherine.
They don't own you.
No, and neither does Bob.
They're people.
They're not people.
Right. That's my point, though, is that's an unknown, right? Bob, whoever, whatever they are, they're an unknown quantity. Humans, even if they have magic, he looks at Jan, are a more known quantity.
Yeah, we can burn the humans.
Are you sure that those two are still human?
Hey, they look human to me.
Would you still describe me as human? In your reports, Jan?
I would.
I think so.
I'm probably visually agitated at this point. I'm not necessarily agitated at you guys, but this is a shit situation.
Yeah.
You guys have more choices than I do.
I don't know about that. I don't think so.
We don't feel like that, but that's cool.
We don't have any choices.
I'm sure Crawford thinks that, but we're feeling pretty helpless right now.
Well, in Crawford's mind, if he doesn't give him the book, fucking done, right? Like, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Crawford has experienced power beyond his, and Crawford has power beyond most people.
And you're not scared of... And I'm asking this out of character to Wes. You're not scared of us, right?
No, I can kill you before you can do anything to me. Literally, like, if y'all both tried to shoot me right now, I would win and you would lose. That's just Crawford's reality. Oh, I do know.
You'd have to pass an unnatural check, buddy.
No.
I don't want to risk it.
You don't want to risk it, I promise.
What's your military science? Either criminology for David, military science for Jan.
My criminology is 70.
Mil science is 60.
Give it a roll.
20, that's good.
30.
Three, okay. I'll start with the military science, so more Jan's cup of tea. Okay, sea cave, basement. Where is the basement? Doors with key card accesses? Okay, fine. Who has these key cards?
Who owns this place?
Who owns this place? Who organized this whole thing? Who sells the cookbook?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You don't know. There's lots of servers and waiters. Where do they go? Where's the kitchens? Where do they grab their stuff? That means lots of paths. in a big mansion. Lots of hallways, lots of possibly basements, lots of tunnels. As for, and possible exits as well. Entrances and exits. As for David, for criminology, lots of things could be pinned on a lot of people. If this is a powder keg, as Mr. Alzis said, you can light the match if you want, or maybe someone's gonna light it for you. But you know, here, there's some bigger fish. You just met one of them.
Yeah.
Is he the only one?
While they're sorting through all of this in their brain, I have an idea.
Yes.
I'm scared.
To share or to keep to yourself?
I gotta tell Matt something first. One sec.
Okay. Secrets.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, you very much can. You do know what you need.
Yeah.
Well, then, why not?
So, I would just look at you guys while I walk over to, like, the bag where our medicine is and start rummaging around. I'd be like, I'm gonna try something, and I think it'll help you guys understand me better. And as you, like, we're talking about whatever, I've found the LSD, and I'm gonna drink, like, I don't know, a fourth of the bottle.
Wait, hang on. We got you liquid LSD, not tabs. Oh God! Don't drink that much LSD.
Wow.
Oh my God!
This is no problem.
Oh no, it is a problem, Wes. That's a big problem. Oh no.